The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
My name is Amy Grisak. I'm a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I want to talk to you about black gold. Yes, I am talking about composting. Every gardener loves compost. We just go crazy over it. A lot of times we buy it by the bag, and more often than not, we're always trying to make it. The challenge is, in some parts of the country, it's really, really difficult because we don't stay warm enough to keep it cooking. Now, in other parts such as California and Florida, I know they can create fabulous compost in very short order, and it drives us northern gardeners absolutely nuts because we can't get it done for years. But I want to give you some different options on ways that you can compost no matter where you live in the country. So when we're talking about traditional composting, what I'm talking about is that bin that so many of us have in the back corner that has weeds and debris piled up for years that doesn't do anything. But what I want to explain is a better way to do it. If you're going to go traditional composting, which is anaerobic, which uses oxygen in order to break down the materials, you need to have at least two bins, and you want to give yourself a good size. So say 2 4x4 bins right next to each other is, or really joined together, is a really good way to go. When you're making your compost pile, it's kind of like building a cake. You need brown materials. So, some twigs will break down if they're small enough, but leaves and dried vegetation, things like that, even shredded newspaper works well for dried brown materials. And then, so you layer the brown with the green materials. So these can be young weeds in the garden. You really want to kind of avoid weeds that have gone to seed because a lot of times the seeds don't always die during composting. If it doesn't get hot enough, it won't kill the seeds, and so you're going to be putting weed seeds back into your garden. So try to avoid the weed seeds. Definitely don't put in anything that's diseased. But you can add young weeds from the garden, vegetables that you pull out that are spent for the year, and definitely kitchen scraps. You don't want to add fats or oils and things like that. You can add coffee grounds. Those are fabulous, and eggshells are also equally fabulous. So you make this basically a compost cake with a brown and green materials, and you want to keep an eye on the temperature. Optimum composting temperature is between 135 and 160 degrees. Below that, it really doesn't get done. Above that, you're getting into an anaerobic situation, and it's the bacteria that you would be using just isn't there. It dies off, and it's really not going to do much. So you want to watch that temperature, keep it right around there. You'll want to water your compost pile in many areas of the country because it dries out too much, and it won't maintain its temperature either. And then also, if you are starting to get hot, if it feels like it's heating up and cooking too much, that's when you want to turn it. So as you're bumping up closer to 160, flip that pile over to open up those pores, get that air going through, allow that bacteria to work. So that's the traditional method. You're flopping it back and forth, and eventually it'll break down and you'll be able to utilize the compost in your garden. Another way to go, if you don't have room for a bin, or if you have animals that get into it, is using a trench method of composting. It works really, really well. You just dig a hole, dig a trench, and put your kitchen scraps or other things in there. Cover it back up, and you're going to be surprised at how quickly it breaks down. Typically, within a few months, many of the kitchen scraps will be broken down, and absolutely within a year. The only exception is citrus products. So if you put orange rinds in there, or if you're putting lemon, things like that, it's going to be there for a long time because those essential oils really prohibit decomposition. Another way to go that's becoming more popular, even though it's really not new, is called bokashi. It's an inoculant, a compost accelerant made from these essential microbes, and is often used in Japan. It doesn't compost the materials as much as it really starts fermentation, and it really breaks down the vegetation and allows this composting process to kick in and allows that bacteria to really work and do its magic. Bokashi is pretty easy to use. It's basically treated bran flakes a lot of time, or bran, that is sprinkled over the material, and that it allows these essential microbes to get in and get their work done. So when you're doing a Bokashi compost bin, though, instead of several bins together, what you want to do is have an insulated bed or bin, because this is an anaerobic process. So the neat ones that I've seen are just built out of pallets, and they have the rigid foam insulation in the sides and then a lid on the top with the foam insulation. And it's simply a matter of tossing whatever is available in the bin. So, and you don't have to layer. You don't have to worry about doing the brown layers and the green layers. You just throw it all in. A few things you really should avoid: weeds that have gone to seed, again, because this process doesn't get as hot, so you have even less of a chance to knock out those weed seeds. But this one too, with Bokashi, you can toss in meat and things like that because it's going to ferment and break it down very, very quickly. So you put your materials in, sprinkle a few tablespoons of Bokashi, and put the lid on. Let her cook. And you can just keep adding that way. And after a while, it's going to smell kind of vinegary, and you can tell it's fermenting. And then if you really want to kick it in for a compost type situation, you want to add some of those brown materials just to give it that extra to work on. So besides the compost bin, if you have a small garden and you have lots of kitchen scraps, you can do it in your kitchen with, say, a 5-gallon bucket or even a smaller bucket. Just put your kitchen scraps in there, put in a little Bokashi, put the lid on, keep it tight. And after a few weeks, when you take the lid off, you might have a white mold on the top, which is perfectly acceptable. And it'll smell like it's fermenting. It's going to smell a little bit sour. And from there, you can add some soil and brown materials to finish cooking it down, finish that composting process, or just go right out and bury it in your garden, and it's going to be fabulous. So there are several different ways we can compost when we don't have the time or the manpower, because the traditional composting can be very, very challenging to do sometimes. So there are different ways that we can compost so we're not throwing out these kitchen scraps and we're using them for the garden. And as we all know, compost is the absolute best we can add, and I encourage everybody to never throw anything green away unless it's diseased, and just improve your garden over the years.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.